Now, a charity is calling for more to be done to protect teenage boys as well as girls against cancer caused by the human papillomavirus.
Yes, a vaccine protecting against HPV was introduced in 2008 for girls aged 12 to 13, and this is to help protect against cervical cancer. But the HPV Action Charity believes there is a case for allowing boys of the same age to be vaccinated as well. Well, let's talk to Tristan Almada, who's from the HPV and Anal Cancer Foundation. Morning, Tristan.
Good morning.
Can you explain what the HPV, the human papillomavirus, is?
Yeah, so HPV, as you said, is commonly associated with cervical cancer, but it's a common skin virus that 80% of people are exposed to at some point in their life. But for those people who don't resolve the virus, it can lead to cancers, not just of the cervix. In fact, HPV causes 5% of all cancers globally. And interestingly, the incidence of HPV-related cancers are increasing every year, not decreasing.
Is it something that we carry within us naturally?
It's a skin virus that the majority of people get. Currently, 1 in 3 people in the UK would test positive for HPV if diagnosed today.
Right, but it is treatable.
Well, that's the thing. It's not particularly treatable when it advances to late stages, but it is preventable through vaccination. And indeed, that's why 25 organizations have come together in this new coalition called HPV Action, because we think that extending the same vaccine that's currently being offered to girls only to boys offers the UK public the best possibility, best chance of eradicating this virus from the population.
If we look at some of the statistics, the HPV vaccine's been available to young girls for, what will that be, 6 years now? To protect
Correct.
Against cervical cancer.
Right.
What impact is it having?
Well, it's a very effective implementation program in girls. In fact, the UK has one of the best implementations of the girl program in the UK. And that's one of the reasons why we think that the UK probably has one of the best opportunities to eliminate the virus if it extends the vaccination to boys as well. Because it takes a long time for the virus to lead to cancers and other diseases, it's hard to evaluate the impact, you know, so early on into the program.
But is there an estimation of how many lives have been saved when it comes to girls?
Well, when it comes to girls, there's about 3,000 cases a year of cervical cancer and a number of other cancers that are also caused by HPV. But we think that the rates of male cancers caused by HPV are quickly approaching that of girls.
And how many girls' lives have been saved by the HPV vaccine?
Well, it's difficult to say again because the majority of cervical cancers are caused by HPV. It would be fair to assume that the vaccination program will prevent perhaps, you know, 1,000 deaths a year in women. That's cervical cancer deaths per year.
Okay.
But again, it will take some time to, you know, evaluate the effectiveness.
Because I remember when the vaccine was being touted at the time about being introduced, there were a lot of people concerned about, you know, the amount of vaccinations that children get anyway. And also there was the cost implication. So
right.
I imagine you're up against those two factors again.
Right. So since 2007, there's been a competitive devaluation in the cost of the vaccine. There's actually been two vaccines, and the prices have gotten a lot cheaper. I mean, we think that it will cost the UK government just £24 million to vaccinate all UK boys using the same vaccine that's given to girls. And that seems small in comparison to the opportunity to eliminate 5% of cancer.
OK, well, Public Health England did send us a statement. Have a listen.
Some studies have suggested that vaccinating boys can be cost-effective, particularly if vaccine coverage in females is low. However, in such a situation, increasing female coverage could be a more efficient strategy. The HPV vaccination programme in the UK's achieved very high coverage in girls, over 80% in 12 to 13-year-olds, compared to under 50% in the US, for example. Extending vaccinations to boys in the UK, therefore, is likely to provide relatively few additional benefits and hence not the best use of healthcare resources.
What would you say to that, Tristan?
Well, I disagree on two counts. I mean, on the first case, I mean, there's an equity issue. I think it's crazy to deny parents the right to protect their boys from HPV-related cancers. And I think it's also a major oversimplification of you know, the herd dynamics. I mean, the basis of vaccinating girls and therefore protecting boys requires boys to stay in the herd of protected women. But recent evidence from Denmark, who has vaccinated only girls, shows that there's been really not a significant impact on a similar cohort of boys, i.e. in their own country, because Europeans tend to be very, you know, mobile. They move to different countries where, for example, there might be lower vaccination rates. It's kind of, you know, silly and, again, a simplification to assume that boys will be only having contact with vaccinated women.
Thank you very much. Tristan Almada is from the HPV and Anal Cancer Foundation.